Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bernadine Smith's our guest for another 30 minutes. If you want to talk to her, have any questions for her, the toll-free number is 800-259-9231, and she founded the Second Amendment Committee. She's been a stalwart researcher on the global takeover. But the best way to describe this is robber barons in our own country in Europe set up the UN so they could transfer our sovereignty to it. It's not like the UN's taking us over. Traitors within our government set it up to then parallel and move the power over into it. Now our military, they openly tell Congress, is under the UN and NATO, and now we're being told they're going to be in our streets. And we're told they're for us, the number one terrorist, conservative libertarians that believe in a world government. All the military training manuals say that. And they say we're insane, even as they announce it on the news. Bernadine, what about this paradox of world government doesn't exist, and you're crazy if you say it, but world government's here to save you? I mean, that's just amazing. And then I want to continue along the lines of Rand Paul. Yes, we need to get Rand Paul and Ted Cruz, because no Democrat's going to win the Senate race now here in Texas up against him. We need to, I mean, hey, let's see it. Let's see it all on trial. Let's bring the whole system out in the open, because America has been occupied. Now, they haven't fully implemented the occupation, but they've hijacked us.
Well, that's for sure. And it's what we're doing is we sent what you received from me, the white binder. Now, the white binder's on my website. I just already talked about that on this program. It's 75 pages. But all of this and the brown-covered book with the evidences of how they counterfeited our permission to disarm us, this has all been sent to Rand Paul, and I think the best thing we can get people to do is to call Rand Paul's office and ask him to pursue this as an official study. Otherwise, I don't know how we're going to move without the cooperation of the federal government itself reporting on its own failings, its own ill intentions, because if we don't, Obama, one of these days, is going to sign that treaty that they have for small arms, and they're going to have a civil war here. That's the main thing that I see, Alex, is that I would like to see that a civil war is disfused.
But if they come for the guns, that we have to resist.
What's that again?
But if they do try to come for the guns, people are going to resist. We want to stop it before it gets to that.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that there will be a fight. People will not, they're not so ignorant as to turn in their guns when they get an order. They know better, because without a republic,
I can guarantee you, most gun owners are going to hide their guns, and then it'll make the gun culture even stronger, and then a lot of people are going to start. Bernadine, that's what I've said. The plan is to start a civil war. I don't know if you ever hear my show, but I've been saying that every day for the last year.
Unfortunately, I haven't heard it, but that's what I'm seeing, is a civil war is in the offing. And unless this is brought out, we're not going to stop it. These facts have to be brought out. That's why you got what you got in the mailing with the white binder and the brown-covered book.
Absolutely. I want to come back and briefly get into the UN treaty and talk about how they disarm people in other countries. And then we're going to take a few phone calls for Bernadine Smith. We'll give you her website so you can get to the PDFs of these documents.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy.